Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I try to lay a helping hand to my friends, you, Sean, Loogie, all the Giant fans out there. So last night I made a list. I made a list of potential wide receiver targets for this team to possibly acquire before the trade deadline of November 4th. Now, last week, off the top of my head, I brought up Jalen Waddle.
Yes, good one.
And you loved it.
Of course.
You're like, that's a good idea.
Because I hadn't thought of that one.
That's right. So this time I gave it more thought. And so I put a list together, and then I saw this morning Ryan Dunleavy put his list together, and I like Ryan, but Ryan, can you show me some love on the Jalen Waddle idea? I had that a week ago. So I'm going to show you how it's done, Ryan, because I made a list, and I'll admit, I didn't include a lot of the guys he put on the list. So when I get to a Dunleavy guy, I will say, hey, this was Ryan Dunleavy's idea. This wasn't mine.
Right.
I'm not going to take credit for something that wasn't my idea. So I'm going to be fair about this, because I got my guys, and I got Dunleavy guys. Now, what you do, Teak, is you tell me if you're intrigued by these guys.
Okay. Yay or nay.
You ready?
Yes.
This one I had on my list. Dunleavy had it too, but I wrote it down first. Jerry Jeudy. He's got 2 years left on his deal. It feels like everything is lost and broken in Cleveland. Talented player. Remember, the Jets refused to acquire him because the Madden rating wasn't high enough. Is that what happened in that?
Yeah.
Was that the deal?
Teaky, before you answer, I need to remind you of two things. Connection to Brian Daboll was with him at Alabama.
Of course. I get that.
The price. He only went to the Browns for a fifth and sixth round pick.
I get that. But he's also a clone of Malik Nabers.
So you don't think it would work once Malik is healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Malik is better. But I think he's too similar.
So nay to Jerry Jeudy?
That's going to be an ex-nay.
You guys want him?
I mean, I know what he's saying. But give me any clone of Malik Nabers.
I thought you were going to be intimidated because I could tell that Sean was really excited about Jerry Jeudy.
No,
but Tiki like was about to talk him out of it.
No, Jerry Jeudy, I don't. It doesn't excite me, but I think he could help the room. I do, and I think
the problem is he could help him right now.
Yeah, and I also think that I'm looking at Jerry Jeudy not to be the number one wide receiver the way the Browns and Broncos did. You know, I mean, he might have to be for the rest of this year, but yeah. You know what I mean.
This is a name I came up with last night.
Okay.
He's got 2 years left on his deal, and most of the guaranteed money is now gone. So I feel like it would be safe. He plays for the Tennessee Titans. His name is Calvin Ridley.
100%.
You like that one?
Yeah. 100%.
That's a big outside guy. Go get the ball.
Right.
You like that one?
He's also like knucklehead-ish.
Yeah.
But in a good way.
Just keep the FanDuel app away from him.
If you know what I mean. And yeah, exactly. Forget that. That's not what I'm referring to.
I know.
He's one of those guys that you're just kind of like, man, you perplexed me. Bro, keep balling.
Mm.
So, absolutely.
I got universal approval on that one. You like that one?
All right. He's a go-get-the-ball kind
of
guy.
And you would have to think, based on the state of that franchise, because I am trying to be all-encompassing here of... Would these guys be moved? You know, what's the thinking here? I mean, the Tennessee Titans are a disaster right
100%.
Now. So I would think that they would be open to a move
like
that.
Yeah, and he's not native to them.
Right.
I mean, third team?
I think the second
team. Second team, yeah.
Third,
because it was Jacksonville,
yes.
too.
Right.
He got traded to Jacksonville. Before that, he was with wherever he was.
Atlanta.
Got suspended. Yeah. So, yes, you're right, third team.
Yeah, so this would be his fourth team.
Hmm.
So in theory, less expensive.
Yes, I think so. And I was going through the contract. Most of the guarantee. Thank you.
That's a good one.
I like that.
That's a very good one.
It's
not going to cost you a ton.
I didn't see that on Dunleavy's list. I guess he couldn't copy me on that one.
It's also because I happen to like him. He's boys with Matt Ryan.
Okay. There's a connection. Jalen Waddle, we already talked about. Mm-hmm. That was the thing we brought up last week. Jacoby Myers of the Las Vegas Raiders. Another team that could be out of it. He's been around now. His price tag is not crazy. What about Jacoby Myers?
I'm going to say nay.
Going nay?
Does nothing for me.
Yeah. Does nothing for you?
I'm going to go and yay on that.
I don't think he's a bad player or bad guy. It just, I don't know. Something just doesn't feel, I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know what it is.
I think he's been a product of bad quarterback play. I think if you put him with the right quarterback, his numbers would be even better. If you look at his numbers, they've actually been pretty damn good.
They've been good.
And this is year seven for him.
And third year with the Raiders.
Yeah, his yards per reception, they're consistently high, over 10 yards. So it just, I don't know. Something just feels not. Not a sustainable, maybe.
I'm judging all of these based on, do I think they're an upgrade over Darius Slayton? And when I think Jacoby Myers, I think he's Darius Slayton on another team.
No!
He's way better than
Darius. He's better than Darius Slayton. If that's going to be your, like, temperature check.
You guys don't realize Darius Slayton's stats over his career.
Yeah, you were the one
who 700 yards, ton of catches with bad quarterback play.
Yeah, but did you watch him 2 weeks ago? He basically single-handedly cost you a game against the Saints, and now he's hurt.
By the way, I'm not a big Slayton guy. My point is, I think if Myers played here, we'd view him the same way. We'd probably overrate him a little bit.
All right, let me give you one of Dunleavy's guys, because I didn't come up with this. So now I have to give him some credit. See, this is how it works.
Okay, let's hear it.
Dontavian Wicks of the Green Bay Packers. What are you laughing about? Did he copy that from somebody else?
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. Of course, for me.
I didn't know he was available.
It's because Christian Watson's going to come back, and they have 500 receivers.
So they would use it, and they wouldn't even
and
care.
They're all the same. They're all the same age. And
I would think they would do well on a trade 100%. Like that, though. Wouldn't the price tag be pretty high?
Because his usage is unrealized yet. Mm. But more importantly,
he's cheap.
No.
What?
You know where he went to school?
Where did he go to school?
Oahu.
Oh, jeez, I should have known.
UVA.
Let me give you a few others that I came up with. Tell me if
this
makes sense.
He's a great story, too, by the way.
This one's a veteran, so this is like a pure rental. He makes no money, good, solid player, help you out for the year. And then if you want to re-sign him, he still has a few ticks left in his career.
Go ahead.
Tyler Lockett. He signed a one-year, $4 million deal with the Tennessee Titans. 34 years old, veteran, experience, like a professional you could put out on the football field.
No, I think if the Giants are going to do this, it's got to be for now and a couple of years from now.
But you realize that while, yes, Tyler Lockett is a veteran, he's a veteran you can keep next year on a very cheap, affordable deal.
I know
and
that.
Bring him back. It's
but
not
he,
like...
But he also has that I hit my wall potential. And it's just over.
Okay. So no to Tyler
I'm
Lockett.
I'm going to say no to Tyler Lockett.
No to Tyler Lockett. Have
and I'm being very picky. Yes. I'm being very picky.
Okay. All right. Next up, this is kind of fits the same boat here. Mm-hmm. Guy who's been around. In fact, we should play a game. How many teams has this guy played on? Brandon Cooks of the New Orleans Saints.
No interest at all.
Threw that one away.
Too old.
He signed a two-year, $13 million contract with the Saints. There's a bunch of incentives in the deal. Very reasonable contract.
He was in the same first round as the Odell draft.
Crazy, man.
Yeah, no thanks.
See, I'd take him on a flyer if I'm giving nothing up.
No thanks.
Like a late pick swap, you wouldn't bring him in?
I said no thanks. I'm the GM.
Boy, I'll tell you, he's a tough one. And I got an out-of-the-box one. You ready?
Yep.
Baltimore Ravens. Crappy season. Rashad Bateman.
I kind of like Bateman.
Now, he signed his extension this past June.
Yeah, so you'd be trading for him.
Three-year, $36 million deal. But the reason I bring him up is, if this is a lost season for the Baltimore Ravens.
Which it feels like it is.
I mean, it may be. They're one and five. Do they say to themselves, wow, we could get a good return? And I think the return would be hefty. Like, I don't think you're getting him for a song like you are with some of these other guys. Hmm. And the contract feels reasonable. 3 years, $36 million, 20 of it guaranteed. It's not bad.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good young talent.
The signing bonus is lost to you, so you don't have to worry about it. He's got when he's on, but he's not a 1,000-yard receiver guy. But as a second big player, he's only 26 years old. I can see that one because I don't think it's going to cost you a ton.
See, I think it would though.
Really? Because
I think if the Ravens,
because the contract's already done.
Yeah, you're taking on the contract.
So you think that you can get him for like a fifth, like a fourth
or fifth, something like that.
Fourth or fifth.
Yeah. I don't think that's as expensive as some of these other ones.
Gotcha. And finally, and this one I think is a very obvious one, so I had it, don't leave it, is Chris Olave of the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, we talked about that one.
We've mentioned him before on his fifth-year option in 2026. Again, the Saints are a good team to look at because when you look around the NFL, and here was the struggle I had with this, I want to find teams that are dead. Teams that are like, I'm going to sell.
Well,
the NFC doesn't have a lot of it right now other than the Saints.
Well, not only dead, but also a new coach who is just making do with what he has right now. But as we kind of alluded to with Dave's, which he didn't do after year one, strip it down. You can tell that there's some kind of strip down going to happen with the Saints before they start to build it up and start coming back. But because I think Kellen Moore is a good coach, a good offensive coach. He's got to find a quarterback that's more consistent, and he's got to get more stability in a lot of places on this roster. So by getting rid of guys that have been around for a minute, maybe. And Olave's had some issues, injury issues over the concussion, I think, was the biggest one with him. But maybe that worries you, but it feels like I haven't heard that in 2 years now.
Olave would excite me, but I'm shocked that you said finally. I feel like you're missing a guy who I think is going to be the guy they ultimately get.
Oh, good. Did you come up with your own list, too?
I mean,
did you copy me and Dunleavy, or is this all on your own?
This name has been out there, and I think there's enough breadcrumbs, and the Giants have already seen it firsthand. I think Rashid Shaheed is the guy the Giants are going to end up getting.
Dunleavy's list, you copied him.
Mm. Okay, well, again,
give him credit. Just like he didn't give me credit, I give him credit. Okay. You should give him credit, too. Rashid Shaheed of the Saints, who had a couple of plays in that game against the Giants 2 weeks ago.
Burner.
Yeah. Burner, absolutely.
Ken, he was a kick returner as well.
Yeah.
Kid is talented.
So you came up with nothing is the moral of this story. I came up with stuff.
Evan,
Dunleavy came up with stuff, and all you did was say, I can't believe you forgot the obvious guy.
If I cared
enough. You didn't do anything.
If I cared enough, I'd have you search my text messages and show you I've been texting about Rashid Shaheed with people for days.
So Dunleavy copied you is what you're saying.
No, Dunleavy's actually a good reporter.
I didn't say he wasn't a good reporter. I'm saying he didn't copy you or not.
Why are you trying to take shots at Dunleavy?
I don't know why he hates Dunleavy. It makes no sense. He's a good guy.
You do.
I know I didn't.
Dunleavy's not just putting names on a wall. He's putting names that are basically going to be available.
Well, hold on a second. So you're saying, I want to get this straight. Dunleavy did his careful research, and his list is gold, and my list is crap against the wall.
Your list is fine.
My list was damn good. I think my list was better than Dunleavy's.
Dunleavy's list was whispers of people who were available. I also want to make this very clear. The Giants are 2-4. I don't think, and I think you made this point, I don't think losing to Denver changes it. This is about making sure Jackson Dart gets through the year, not having them be playing the practice squad game with a million guys.
1,000%.
Too many games over the previous couple of years where it was playing the Giants were putting a JV team out there.
Yes.
And that's, you can't have that.
This is, and it's important that be known. And we've said this before, and I think I said this at the top, I may not have. This has nothing to do with making the playoffs.
No, it's not about that.
If they make the, that's great. No one's saying forget it. I'm saying that they need to, A, give Jackson Dart more weapons to have him succeed in his rookie year, make your team better with an eye on next year. Yeah. So even the guys who are free agents at the end of the years, like Tyler Lockett was an example. Like, I could bring him back next year. The Giants are going to try to win next year.
But you're
year.
Likely not. That's why I don't think that's a smart one. I like little Jordan Humphrey. I think he's a talented player. He was a numbers game with the Broncos a year ago, even though having done a couple of those games, I know that Sean really liked him. He just couldn't get him. He just didn't have the numbers to get him on the field. And so he just keeps coming available for whatever. It's just bad circumstances. But we saw last week, he's a talented player.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go get the football, which is something I think, other than Malik Nabers, have we seen that really?
No, you're right.
And so I think giving him a shot is the immediate short term answer. Now, if you can work a trade for one of these other guys, fantastic. But roll with the guy who has earned it right?
Oh, he definitely deserves that opportunity.
Jordan has earned it, without doubt. I think his preseason showed you that. He never has gotten his opportunity. Unfortunately, because Malik Nabers, he's getting an injury. He's getting an opportunity right now with the Giants.
Now, I'm going to... The answer, by the way, Sean, I know he hasn't asked it yet, is absolutely just tell me the time. The question, of course, is I know Sean wants to book me now for one of his Giant podcasts to get expert NFL wide receiver trade insider Evan Roberts to come on. And I will repeat my list on either one of your podcasts.
But wait, which one will you want him? Which one? Which podcast?
Which podcast? Oh, that's up to him.
Giant Step or just
we're talking Giants. You're not invited to either.
Wow. And you're going to put Don Levy on?
No, had you come
he
at me.
He copied half my list.
Had you said the
following. Don Levy.
Had you said the following words, another word that, you know, another name you won't see out there in Don Levy's article, A.D. Mitchell, then I would have taken you seriously and I would have put you on a podcast.
Oh, wow. So I didn't pass the test?
No, you didn't pass the test. You went too cliche.
Interesting.
Mitchell. I think
I don't want Mitchell.
Is he playing the Colts, Mitchell?
Yes. Yeah. He was the guy that dropped the fumble.
He's the one that dropped the ball. You're
that's
dead.
Right. That's who you want.
No chance.
He's a second round pick that I want to get him playing with a real quarterback, other than the one he's playing in Indianapolis.
You know who you should
you
pick
set
up?
Set that up to take a shot at Daniel Jones.
That's all it was. It was just an exercise.
He doesn't really want AD.
Of course he doesn't. If he wants a wide receiver, I got another one for you, since that's your thing. I heard Malachi Corley's available. If you want to go pick him up.
Is he not even on the team?
Malachi Corley.
No, we caught him. I don't even know where he is now, Malachi
Corley. I don't
either.
I'm going to have to look.
He just played.
What, really? For who?
I think the Browns.
Are you serious?
Am I wrong? He definitely played this
weekend. He's definitely on a team.
Wow.
Let's see. He is currently on the Cleveland Browns.
Did he like make plays?
He had one catch for 11 yards.
Wow.
Thank you. That's because you watched
Sunday. That was 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
2 weeks ago.
So what about this week? Did he play this week? Was he inactive?
He had zero. He did nothing.
Wow.
But Gabriel did nothing in the game either.
You should trade for Malachi Corley.
Also, there's two more
that are. Malachi.
I have a big one that is on nobody's list here. If you're going to put Jaylen Waddle on the list, you got to put Garrett Wilson on the list.
No.
What do you mean?
It's not happening.
But why would the Dolphins trade their number one wide receiver right now who has a similar contract?
Because they're going to fire their coach.
Because they're going to fire their coach and the GM.
They're going to do everything. The Jets aren't firing.
But they're not. Like, here's the thing about the Jets.
I think everybody on the Jets is available except for Garrett Wilson.
Like, you
even
have.
Sauce.
Absolutely. I agree with you. I think you can fairly say, and this is totally fair, hey, I would trade Garrett Wilson. Like, that is a completely fair opinion. I'm not going to assault you for that. Because I think when you're the Jets right now, and I had this written down for later in the show, but whatever, I'll get to it now. I think everything should be on the table, but there's a difference between will they do it or not.
Right.
And right now, as much as they may end up firing the coach and GM after 1 year, they're not anywhere close to that. So they're not going to trade him. The Dolphin thing, like you said, is about the fact that it's all up in the air. Can you imagine the Jets trading Garrett Wilson to the Giants?
Yeah.
I mean, we did trade Leonard Williams to the Giants. Remember that, Dandy?
Oh, right. That's
remember
true.
That one?
Yeah, I was also thinking the Eagles could give us A.J. Brown, too. I mean, he doesn't want to be there.
And the Cowboys are going to give you George Pickens while you're
out. I don't want Pickens. I'll take Brown. You know what? How about Brown and Wilson?
So you got to come up with a list now. You got to compare your list to Evan's list and Dunleavy's list, and we'll find out which list is better.
Okay, a little spoiler. You can listen to Talking Giants. Will be released Friday. This is already on the podcast that's coming out.
Mm. But you haven't sent it out yet, so me and Dunleavy have you beat is the point.
Okay, well, bottom line is this. You may want to listen because, again, I've already done a list.
Who had a better list, Evan or Dunleavy? Be honest with me.
Dunleavy. Dunleavy's a better everything.
No, he didn't. First of all, Jaylen Waddle was mine. He didn't have Calvin Ridley. He didn't have Jacoby Myers.
Because
he didn't have Rashad Bateman. He didn't have any of those guys.
For the 15th time, Ryan Dunleavy's doing the legwork, and his list wasn't, hey, here's pixie dust guys who could be available. It's I've talked to people in the league.
How do you even know that?
Because Ryan Dunleavy's actually one of the most respected reporters in here.
And I'm one of the most respected WFAN wide receiver trade insiders in here. That's offensive, Teague.
You know what? Stick to Mets catching depth charts. How about that?
I'm offended by him. Even Tiki said my list was better, right,
Teague? It was good. It was pretty good.
Thank you.
List was fun, but don't crap on Dunleavy.
All I know, I didn't crap on Dunleavy.
Why do you got to be mutual exclusive over here?
Exactly. You know what? That's a good point. Evan's making it that way.
I said his list was fine. I said mine was better.
You know who's gone from your team, though?
Who?
Breece Hall.
Oh, God. I know. Breece Hall can't wait to get out. More on that in a little bit. Let's go to Chris in Verona. What's up, Chris?
Guys. I appreciate the love for the Giants here, but what are we talking about trading for a wide receiver?
Why not?
Like, because we're expecting Malik back. The reason we have little Jordan Humphrey in is because Dart is comfortable with him. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any sort of camaraderie between these guys. It's just a body out on the field. And as bad as Jalen Hyatt is, it was so gross to see him drop that pass, that dart through, literally in the breadbasket in the corner of the end zone. Might be the best pass of the season, by the way.
But that's the one where he was interfered on?
Yes. I know what you're saying. Malik would have caught that. Malik would have caught that. Song saying it's a tough catch, but great receivers make that catch.
Secondly, with all due respect,
doesn't make a lot of sense. If we're trading a fourth-round pick, guys, who did we pick in the fourth round last year?
Cam.
Thank you. We have more value in those picks than getting a receiver that could get us to 9 wins this year when Malik's coming back next year. Maybe, allegedly get us to 9 wins.
Yeah.
So I don't see it where it's going to benefit the team long-term because, again, we're not playing for this year. I listen to you guys every single day.
Right.
We all know we're not playing for this year.
Right.
Whatever we get out of this year from this point on is amazing, you know?
Right. I agree with that. You just want to see Jackson Dart continuing to turn into the baller that we all know he can potentially become.
And how do you help him turn into a baller? By giving him better weapons.
Guys that are going to go get the ball for him.
Yeah.
They have two. Lil Jordan Humphrey is one. Malik Nabers is another. Obviously, he's hurt. I like Wandell Robinson. I know he doesn't fit the bill of that go-get-it elite superstar wide receiver, but he's reliable as hell, and you need that. You need a guy who's going to be unafraid to go catch a ball despite his size. And so just as an aside on the Jalin Hyatt, his arm was completely arm-barred. Like, it was a reason that Kyle Ringo got called for pass interference. It's because he had his inside arm strapped down. There was no way he was pulling that arm up, and he tried to catch it with one hand, and it was an incomplete. It got on the 1 yard, and it subsequently resulted in a touchdown. So I can't fault him for that, not catching that ball.
I've listened to way too much Philadelphia Sports Talk Radio. They want Ringo cut like 5 different times.
I mean,
can't stand
it. He
him.
Was not good.
Yeah, he'd fit right with the Jets. He gets penalized all the time.
He really does.
I think that you're looking for people that can help you now and next year.
Yes.
No one's saying the playoffs.
Right.
If it happens, that's fantastic. It would be a wonderfully, surprisingly good year. And I think if you're acquiring, and I know you're not into it, but if you're acquiring a guy like a Lockett or a Cooks, you're giving nothing up. No one's going to give anything of value for that. That's like a late pick swap for a guy like that.
Right.
If you're giving up a fourth round pick, you're probably doing it for one of the other guys that can help you next year.
Right.
That's what you're looking at.
Yes.
Louis in Plainview. Hey, Louis.
What's up, guys?
All's good, dude.
What's up? Listen, I totally agree. Right now is the most crucial time for Jackson Dart to develop, and he needs weapons. Maybe not to make the playoffs or whatever, but he needs to build up his whole game right now.
Yeah.
Okay. And a guy that nobody mentioned, who I still think has a lot in the tank and is a big play guy, is D-Hop. Give me D-Hop.
You know what's so funny, Louis? I was about to put DeAndre Hopkins on my list. I was about to. And I stopped myself because I was like, he's so old and there's nothing left. And I know that Tiki and Sean are going to crap all over this. And I didn't include him. And of course, one of the callers is like, you know who we should have included? D-Hop. Sean, if I included D-Hop, would that have made my list better?
He feels like he's been around and he's older than he actually is.
He's not as old as we think, but he plays
like
he's
old. I feel
like
he's 36.
He's really like 32, right?
33.
It's not that bad. Starts to get old for what?
Exactly. You're right, but it feels like he's been around for 15, 16
because
years.
Because he hasn't been, and I'm talking elite, not good to decent. He hasn't been an elite receiver in 5 years.
Right.
That's the problem.
But he's been on how many different teams?
Baltimore, Kansas City, Arizona,
Tennessee,
and obviously Houston.
Yeah.
He's bounced around. I mean, would you want him? I mean, that's another one of those guys. It helps the room for a year.
I'm just looking for somebody that I think is here beyond this year. Otherwise, I'm really not that.
Yeah. Right, but those veterans can be. You're not committing them to them, but also re-sign them, especially if they develop a chemistry with Jackson Dart.
You need to put yourself in a transporter. Next year, Malik Nabers off an ACL. Who are you comfortable with being the number two wide receiver? Is DeAndre Hopkins going into the 2026 season the guy I'm going to look at and go, no?
No.
So to me, that answers it for me.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think you're right about that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm right then. That means I was smart to not put it on my list.
I could see Bateman being that guy.
I could too.
Oh, really?
I could see Dontavian Wicks being that guy.
Huh. Rashad Bateman. My list, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
My list. I can't wait till he talks about that on Talking Giants for like 25 minutes.
I mean,
and acts like he thought about it himself.
Because, the Green Bay Packers are just overloaded. I remember 2 years ago, all those guys were rookies.
Yeah.
And it was like, man, if Jordan Love is even halfway good, they're going to be dominant.
Now they're loaded with weapons.
And they got a good tight end.
And
as
I
well.
Assume they're not going to care about trading him inside conference. Like, that's not, because a lot of my guys are AFC guys,
right?
Because it's usually easier to orchestrate a trade when you're sending them away. We'll get back to your calls in a bit. Yankees on the table, giant wide receivers on the table. We'll get into the Jets fire sale later as well. We need to put the Buffalo Bills on fraud alert. They're on a little fraud alert right now because they are 4-2. They lost to Atlanta last night. Their losses over the last 2 weeks against two quality teams, the Atlanta Falcons and the New England Patriots. Their four wins prior to that against the now 1-5 Baltimore Ravens, against the 0-6 New York Jets, against the 1-5 Miami Dolphins, and the 1-5 New Orleans Saints. There are three wins combined from the teams that the Buffalo Bills beat. So I'm just alert. That's all it is. It's not like it's done, like they're frauds, like that's it. They are on a clear fraud alert based on what they've done over the first 6 weeks.
It's interesting because when you looked at them before a single regular season game was played, you said, man, the Bills, they have the MVP, but James Cook I know is good, but who else is helping making them great? And there weren't a lot of answers to that. And now they're getting, I don't want to say exposed because it's football and anything can happen, but still, any given Sunday type thing, but they don't look good.
They don't, and they're losing to the quality teams, and they beat up on some of the worst teams. And I admit, see, I got to own the things I say around here. I don't hide it. Right. After the second week of the year, I said to you guys, hey, look at the Bills' schedule. They may go undefeated.
Right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, I don't. I remember all the stupid things we all say, well, including myself.
Well, I think the Ravens game was a shocking victory. It's like, man, because they were losing big in that game.
Yeah.
And then they came back because the Baltimore Ravens have for years not figured out how to hold on to leads against good teams. Jets, who cares? Dolphins, who cares? Saints, who cares?
Right, and now look what happened.
And in New England with Drake May, actually are a pretty damn good team.
They're looking that way.
So, like, you lose to the good teams, beat the bad ones.
Have you seen the standings, by the way? The four division leaders?
In which conference? The AFC?
AFC.
Well, you got the Buffalo Bills. Oh, actually, it's the Patriots. Mm-hmm. Patriots are 4-2, and they have the tiebreaker.
Think of the four teams and tell me what era we're in.
The New England Patriots, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Indianapolis Colts.
And the Chargers.
The Chargers.
What the hell?
Rivers, Roethlisberger, Peyton, and Brady. We're back in the era.
That's funny. That is funny. Let's play a brand new edition of the popular game, Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'm going to read the old tweets of our fellow FAN coworkers and see if Tiki can guess them. Are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
December 3rd, 2013. 2013? Dude. Seattle seems like it's in another country. Like Canada or something. Is that Sean Morash, Al Dukes?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ben Roberts or Tommy Lugauer?
I'm going to say that's a Tommy Lugauer special.
You're wrong.
Dang it. Al?
Malachi Corley.
That's right, Al Dukes. And he's kind of right about that. I've only been to Seattle once, and once you're there,
why does it feel like it's in another country?
Because it's so far away, and it's so north, and it's so west. It just feels like Canada.
It's actually beautiful.
I'm not saying it isn't.
The Seahawks facility is like right on this lake. Mm-hmm. It is so amazing.
Can I ask you?
I don't know how they focus on football. Because I would just be standing out there like, you know what? Let me have a cup of tea. Get some crumpets. I'm just going to sit here on this rocking chair and look out over this beautiful lake.
I'm going to tell you two
cities.
The
mountains in the background.
Oh, of course.
Snow capped. It's just a football facility.
Yeah. I'm going to give you two cities. Spot the difference. Seattle and Toronto. They're basically the same thing. But they both have the Space Needle.
They do.
I mean, it's the same thing. Of course.
One's East Coast, one's West Coast.
No, forget the geography of it. It's the same.
No, I feel like...
Like, once you're there, it's
Toronto,
like, oh, what's the difference?
Toronto is more city.
Okay.
It feels like it's more city.
As an American,
yeah.
Okay, you are the new president of the United States, and we have the power to trade cities with other countries.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Seattle for Toronto? I think I would.
No.
I'd make that trade.
No.
You would not make that trade?
No.
Really?
Yeah, there's too much nature and wildlife in Seattle.
I mean, Toronto's pretty cool, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. There's
we
just something
the
about
Raptors.
Being disconnected from the world and still being the contiguous United
All
States.
Right. I'm just saying, I would make that trade. And I've been to both cities. They're both fine. I would trade Seattle for Toronto.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
No more non-contiguous United States.
All right, here's post number two. This is from May 2nd, 2021. I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense. Is that person Sean Morash, Sal Licata, Brandon Tierney, or Greg Gianella?
Oh, it's BT.
You're wrong.
How is that not BT?
It is not BT. BT has not said I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense.
Sal.
The NL East is over.
That is Sal Licata.
I know it was one of them.
That's a great line. I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense. All right. You ready for another one?
Where does that come from?
He's right, though.
What is he right about?
Hot takes are a stupid phrase that make no sense.
It is a stupid phrase. Like, hot takes are just an opinion that you can argue with.
Well, no, not necessarily. Because it's been replaced by, hot takes has been replaced by, like, an arsonist. Like, you do something just to inflame somebody else.
Okay. Right, like engagement farming is more modern
100%.
Term for
it. Now, here's what's funny about this. There are people out there that will hear that and say, oh, Sal is a hot take artist. He's not, though. I know him. I know Sal Licata.
So he really believes all these things?
The NL East is over.
Oh, no, absolutely.
He believes that. He definitely believes.
But I think he believes, I listen to him frequently, I think he believes like everything he says. I don't think I've ever listened to Sal and said, oh, he's just hot taking
but
it.
But
so,
I don't think a hot take is something you don't believe. It's just a strong opinion, or maybe you get a little ahead of yourself on a take.
See, maybe I'm interpreting it wrong. I've always interpreted the hot take as just this really strong opinion that you have no backbone on, that you really don't believe in. Like, I always believe if you have the opinion, as crazy as it is, then it's not a hot take. That's just the way I've interpreted the phrase.
Yeah,
maybe I'm wrong.
I've interpreted hot takes as meaning nobody else is saying it, and it's so off the wall that people have to pay attention.
Okay, but if you really do believe
it. I don't think the NL East is so, I don't think that's a hot take.
No, they were up by like 10 games when he said it. It was likely.
But what if you came on the radio today and said the Giants are winning the division or the Giants are going to the playoffs? Is that a strong opinion or is that a hot take?
I think if you believe it, and like genuinely believe it. Right. I know that's very difficult to test, like if someone really believes something. But I think if you genuinely believe it, no.
Now, if you said the Yankees are a little brother in town, I could see where that would be more of a hot take.
Well, you yourself are a little hot take artist.
Sorry. Right. Strong opinions.
So, I think a hot take is something that's not true. It's going to take a long time for us to understand whether it's true or not. And if you're right, then whatever. You were Nostradamus. If you're wrong, then people just don't respect your opinion anymore.
All I know is that tweet should be made on a shirt. Yes. In fact, I'm going to buy that for Sal's birthday. A t-shirt of his tweet saying, I don't do hot takes. That's a stupid phrase that makes no sense. Would he like that gift? Like getting Tommy Lugauer.
I'm sure it would.
Jalen Brunson is a good player. He's not great. This would be typical Knicks never ends t-shirt for his birthday. Like if I got Sal that shirt for his birthday, do you think he'd be like, oh, that's cool. Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't think so. But again, that's a freezing cold take, my Brunson take. The NL East is over is a freezing cold take.
Right? I'm not saying the NL East is over. I'm just talking in general about that opinion about hot takes.
Yeah, I think he'd like that shirt.
Thank you. All right, let's get to the next tweet. This is from Jerry Recco. This is very timely. Oh, I gave it away.
Are you kidding me? It only took a year for Evan to put his foot in his mouth. That's not terrible.
Are you kidding?
If you had the over, you won.
All right, now you have to read it. We won't game it. Just read it.
Find another one, Ev.
That's the first time I've ever done that.
Right, but I need to know it, so let's hear it.
Can we play the game like you didn't hear that?
Yeah, go
Make
ahead.
Believe you didn't hear it.
Hear what?
Exactly. October 3rd, 2016. Fact of the matter is, only three things should be celebrated: a division title, winning the pennant, and winning the World Series. Mm. Who do you think posted that?
Let me get that. That sounds like something Recco would say.
I am anal right now.
Yes, there you go.
I'm sorry. And finally, maybe this was a hot take. February 21st, 2025. I kind of have a feeling that the bearded Yankees are going to win it all.
What date was this?
February 21st, 2025. So this was right after, I guess, the beard announcement. I kind of have a feeling the bearded Yankees are going to win it all. Is that Chris McMonagle, Sean Morash, Evan Roberts, or Keith McPherson?
Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
Keith.
You're wrong.
Big Mac.
You're wrong.
Who? You?
The AL East is over!
Come on, Evan.
I kind of had that feeling.
Why?
Because they were changing.
Because they put beards on? Come on, dude. I'm sorry, Sean. I apologize.
No, it's okay. As you know, Tiki, I didn't even think they were making the playoffs in February.
I think that day.
But it was so outlandish, I just assumed it was you.
So you think I'm a hot take on this?
Why is it outlandish to think the Yankees were going to win the World
Series
in
February?
Because
Sean says flippant, stupid stuff because he doesn't like the beard policy.
Oh, I got you.
Like, now they're going to win.
I remember what I thought. So I was listening to the press conference. I was analyzing everything. And I was like, you know what? So many old people are so pissed about this.
Yes, they
this
were.
Was a controversial thing. And I was on the side of it's about freaking time.
Right. And now here's a question. Do we care?
No.
Exactly.
So my thought.
Do people still care? Does your dad still care?
No.
Exactly.
Not at all.
Nobody cares anymore.
He cared early when Devin Williams was blowing saves, but like that just went out the window. There became a million other things that bothered you about the Yankees.
No, I agree. It doesn't even matter anymore. But I remember at the time thinking, wouldn't it be ironic, if you will, that they're going to win the World Series and they're just going to be a bearded mess as they're celebrating.
Matter of fact, I'm angry. I forgot. We could have had really cool long playoff beards for the first time had they kept going.
Now, they did couch it with they have to be manicured.
Oh, see? I even forgot about that.
Because Paul Blackburn, who ended up on the Yankees, had this disgusting forest of a beard with the Mets. And then when he was with the Yankees, it was like a good-looking beard. Anyhow, Posted and Toasted every Tuesday at whatever time this is, 3:30. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Joe is in Mahwah, New Jersey. Hey, Joe.
What up, Joe?
Hey, Evan. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
I want to tell you something. I love the guys that you picked for next manager, but you left one name, and I'm very surprised you left this name off the list.
Okay, go ahead.
And he's a proven winner in New York. He's not a Yankee, but Terry Collins. That's who I want to be the new manager.
The only reason I never brought up Terry Collins is I just assume he's not going to manage again. Like, every name I brought up, and that was earlier in the show, you could rewind the Odyssey app to about 2:40, so it's basically an hour ago. I brought up guys that I still think want to manage, and I'll give you the names real quick again. It was Bruce Bochy, it was Brandon Hyde, it was Buck Showalter, it was Brian Snitker, and it was Mike Schilt.
Right.
Like, those guys, I mean, Terry Collins hasn't managed since 2017. It's been almost a decade. I'm not using his age because, like I said about Bochy, I don't think age matters. But, I mean, if you asked Terry Collins tomorrow, would you manage? I mean, maybe his answer would be yes, but I haven't heard his name linked to, like, anything.
No, I don't even know if he still wants to. And because you would hear that through the grapevine, especially with so many openings up. How many openings are there right now?
I think there's 9 now, dude.
Yeah, so if there were 9 openings, of course his name would be leaked out there, even if it was just by his agent.
Yeah, here are the 9 I got. Angels, Rangers, Orioles, Twins, Braves, Nationals, Padres, Giants, Rockies.
Yeah.
Am I missing anybody? I think that's it. 9 openings, which is a third of the league.
Yeah.
And the Yankees.
Is that rare?
It feels rare. I'd have to look back in history, but 9 feels like an awfully big number.
Right. I don't know if this matters and pertains to Aaron Boone. They really shouldn't, but the Yankees have given permission for their hitting coach, James Rousen, to interview with the Twins. That just broke. So that's a
managerial. For the managerial job?
Yes.
No, I mean, that's a non-lateral move. They have
to. Right. They have. Okay.
Yeah, they're giving him a chance to become a manager. Like, you're not going to hold someone off to be a hitting coach.
If another team is calling for your guys to be manager, how many of these guys are going to let walk out of the Yankee bench to be better than Boone?
Sports Talk on WFN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL games live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
Gene in West Orange. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys. Good to talk to you again. I want to say that I believe that there's only one thing left to do. As a Jet fan, we need to get through to ownership. They're not doing anything for us. It's over. I've had enough. I think we all need to root for the Giants. They're an exciting team. It's time to root for the Giants, and it will get through to that stupid ownership that something has to be done because we're sick and tired of it.
I mean,
for the Giants so that the Jets will conform.
Well, okay. There's a lot of layers to
or
this.
Reform.
Reform. A lot of layers to this.
Right.
The Jet and Giant fan relationship is very different than the other fandoms in this town.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this to you. It's not like I always root for the Giants, but I don't dislike the Giants. I will more times than not sit there and root for them.
It's not a real-ish rivalry.
It really isn't. Now, am I going to root for you to win a Super Bowl this year? Probably not. Like, I think there would be a line in the sand where I say that's enough. So as far as rooting for the Giants, that's one thing. To do it to send a message to the Jets, like, come on. Like, that doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't. I mean...
Or don't show up to the games, or don't talk about that. Like, I don't think that does anything.
It's
so
not.
If you care about it's the not. Jets, you can still talk about them. You can still go to the games. Like, I don't think that's sending a message because Woody Johnson, and here's the big misnomer about the Jets. Woody Johnson is trying.
Mm.
He hired what he thought was the best way to get towards winning in Aaron Glenn and eventually Darren Mooji. So what are we protesting? That he's not good at being an owner? That's our problem. We're right. Protesting. You're bad at your job. What are we doing? We're going to protest him so he sells the team? He's never going to sell the team.
Right.
Tiki could give you a diatribe about why they're going to make money hand over foot no matter what you do.
They are.
So what exactly are we doing then? You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, rooting for the Giants does nothing to alienate the Jet fan. No Jet fan is going to do that either. So it doesn't make any sense.
But to what purpose?
There is
I always
no purpose.
Say this. Like, what's the purpose? I was reading the revenue breakdown of each sport. And how baseball is reliant on ticket sales.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA, to a degree, and the NHL, reliant on ticket sales. The NFL isn't. It's all about the national TV deal. So you protesting by not talking about them, or not attending them, or rooting for the Giants, it's doing nothing but cutting your nose off, despite your face.
They don't care.
It doesn't make a difference.
And it's getting better for them because of the streaming deals.
You're right. So I get being angry. Like, I am angry, too. But I don't think that serves a purpose. So it goes to the second point. Root for the Giants. You can do whatever the hell you want on Sundays. If it makes you feel better to root for the Giants, just understand this about rooting for the Giants. This does not include you.
Mm-hmm.
It sometimes includes Tommy, but it always includes you. He will mock you. Understand that Giant fans like Sean Morash will mock you. They won't do it blatantly, but they will mock you. They will rub your nose in the dirt. So root for the Giants at your own risk.
Who would I mock?
Jet fans.
Jet fans who now root for the Giants.
Excuse me, Evan.
Or Jet fans just in general, TK.
Evan, you like to play this posted and toasted game all the time?
Yeah.
Do me a favor. Go to a tweet I had about 2 hours before the show and tell me that I'm always rubbing my nose in it.
Come on.
Go ahead.
Whatever I find is not going to prove anything.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, because you want to accuse me of stuff. Go ahead.
I'm wasting my time.
No, you're not wasting your time.
Is this a Giant Jet thing?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Why are
because
you tweeting about the Giants
because,
or the Jets at, I don't know, 12 o'clock today?
Because a certain media member took a drive-by shot at the Jets for no reason when referencing the Giants, and I thought it was out of line.
All right, so here we go. Here we go.
Peter Schrager, okay.
Who I like Pete,
Shrakes.
Tweeted, Giants beat the Eagles on Thursday, and over the course of the next 5 days, the Jets, Cowboys, and Commanders all lose too. Walking around New York City this AM, boots on the ground, Giant fans are feeling themselves this morning, despite the 2-4 record. To which Sean said, the Jets have nothing to do with the Giants' excitement. In fact, it would be better for the city if the Jets do land themselves a franchise quarterback this April, and we all get to have some fun discourse over the next 8 to 10 years.
How did you read that as the Giant, that he's taking a shot at the Jet fan?
Because what is a Giant? He's talking about, I'm in boots that are Giant fans are excited and look at the teams that lost. Well, what is it? Why do we care if the Jets lost? It was a shot at, like, the Jets are down, the Giant fans are up.
I think he's just comparing and contrasting. He's saying that the Giant fan is feeling good about themselves despite being 2-4. The Jet and the Cowboy fans are just despondent.
It was the idea he put two NFC East teams into the Commanders and Cowboys and threw the Jets in there.
It was a very nice tweet, and I really do appreciate
the
sentiment.
Well, I think he's doing that because those fan bases are prevalent in our city.
Okay, that wasn't the way I interpreted it as your division rivals
right.
And your
There's Cowboy fans everywhere. There are Jet fans in New York, and obviously there are Giant fans here.
I think you're right, by the way. But I appreciate, despite you being right about the meeting, Pete did nothing wrong here.
He's not a troll like
no,
that.
No, I don't think he was trolling at all, but I do appreciate the sentiment. Here's what I'm going to do.
Instead of
arguing with you or telling you you're wrong, sure. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to do something better than that. Starting from here on out, silently, I will collect data every time you take an unneeded shot at the Jets over the course of this football season. I'm going to collect it.
Unneeded.
I'm going to collect it. Or unnecessary. Like, the Jets suck. We all know that. I'm not saying they don't deserve to be ripped.
Okay, so
I'm
what saying, qualifies as unnecessary?
Exactly. Because in an 0-17 season, you could run up the score when it is very necessary.
I don't remember the circumstances on why, but I think Thursday when we were doing the show at American Dream, like, we were talking about the Giants, and out of nowhere, like, there was a haymaker at the Jets. And I was like, okay, that was random. I mean, things like that. Obviously, when we're talking about the Jets, all fair game. I'm talking about the unneeded, out-of-nowhere shot at the Jets.
Okay.
But don't worry. I'm going to collect it starting here on out. And if I don't hear any unneeded shots, then I'll apologize to you at the end of the year and say, boy, you know what? Sean wasn't bad. It was all good rooting for the Giants.
Okay, thanks, because you're putting an unfair label on me.
Well, I think the label is fair, but like I just said, I'll calculate it. Mm-hmm. And we'll see at the end of the year. What do you think it's going to end up as, TK, being a dirtbag?
Mm-hmm. No, I think it'll be like 3 or 4.
Only 3 or 4?
Yeah, I think it's going to be limited.
Okay. By the way, 3 or 4 is not bad, if that's the
because
case.
Because who's defining necessary or
me.
Not?
I'm going to define it.
Yeah, come on.
And I'm going to save it. Speaking of the Jets, yesterday or 2 days ago, Aaron Glenn decided to lambast one of the Jet reporters out there for asking a very simple, straightforward question. That man's name is Brian Costello. We get the latest on the mess that is the New York Jets with the great Brian Costello in a few short minutes. We'll get back to your phone calls at 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.